好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Welcome to Chinese Class 101, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Chinese.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
Hi, and I'm Anthony. This is our 20th lesson in our second season of our beginner series, and the title of this lesson is Always Come Prepared.
Always come prepared.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately for the people in today's dialogue, they are learning this lesson the hard way.
Yes, it appears that someone is not only running late,
but they have also forgotten to bring their keys.
Mm-hmm.
Crucial mistake.
Yes. In today's dialogue, we go over different ways to apologize.
There are a few, and this is also an important tool in getting yourself out of a jam.
A little politeness goes a long way.
It does. And you know what else goes a long way?
A monthly subscription to Chinese Class 101.
That's right. For only $4, you can become a basic subscriber and have access to all the PDFs for all the lessons that we've ever done.
You can't beat that deal.
No, you can't. Now, with that said, let's go on to the dialogue. One more time, a little bit slower.
不好意思，我迟到了。
没事儿。
你带钥匙了吗？
哦，我忘了。
One more time, a little bit slower.
不好意思，我迟到了。
I'm sorry, I'm late.
没事儿。
It's okay.
你带钥匙了吗？
Did you bring the key?
哦，我忘了。
Oh, I forgot it.
Yeah, not only is he running late, he left his key too.
Yeah, well, hopefully he has very forgiving friends.
Yeah, in the dialogue, it sounded like it.
In today's dialogue, we're going to introduce you to some keywords to apologize for your tardiness or your forgetfulness.
Right, and a lot more words.
Right, so let's go on to the vocab section.
And now, the vocab section.
不好意思。
I'm sorry.
不好意思。不好意思。迟到。
To be late.
迟到。迟到。没事儿。
No problem.
没事儿。没事儿。带。
To bring.
带。带。钥匙。
Keys.
钥匙。钥匙。忘。
To forget.
忘忘对不起
I'm sorry
对不起对不起没关系
It doesn't matter
没关系没关系
Okay, Echo, the first word that we heard in this dialogue was what?
不好意思。
Sorry, or I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, 不好意思。
Or it's, I'm embarrassed, but this is usually a soft way of apologizing.
And actually, Chinese people use 不好意思 more.
Yeah, very common.
真不好意思。
I'm really sorry.
真不好意思。
Yes, my cheeks are red, kind of.
不好意思,过一下。
Excuse me, can I pass?
不好意思,过一下。
But if you use, can I pass alone without apologizing, it's a little rough, isn't it?
Yeah, 过一下。Yeah,
yeah that's kind of get out of my way.
Yeah.
Okay, Echo, our next word.
迟到。
To be late.
迟到。你又迟到了。
You're late again.
你又迟到了。
That's not very good. If you have forgiving friends, they'll say this.
没事儿。
No problem.
没事儿。Actually, 没事儿 can be both it's okay and you're welcome. So we can say, 不好意思，没事儿。
Yeah, or, I'm sorry, no problem.
Yeah, or 谢谢，没事儿。
Thank you, it's okay. Don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, next one. 带
To bring.
带我没带钱。
I didn't bring any money.
我没带钱。钥匙
Keys.
钥匙他的钥匙丢了。
He lost his keys.
他的钥匙丢了。忘
To forget.
忘
Fourth tone.
别忘了带信用卡。
Don't forget to bring your credit card.
别忘了带信用卡。So actually there's a pattern here. 别忘了 plus 带 to bring、
mm-hmm.
and the things you don't want others to forget.
Yes. So for example, money.
Yeah. 别忘了带钱。
Yeah. Don't forget to bring money.
Or 别忘了带手机。
Don't forget to bring your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then for foreigners traveling in China, don't forget to bring your passport.
Right, 别忘了带护照。
Yes, okay. Now, we talked about this a little earlier in the vocab section.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second way to apologize.
Right, the first way was 不好意思。
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then this way, 对不起。
I'm sorry.
对不起。
And this is the stronger way.
Stronger, and if more you want, serious.
More serious, and if you want to have it very strong.
真对不起。Here we have...对不起,我错了。
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was my fault.
Yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. 对不起,我错了。
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's my mistake.
没关系。
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm, 没关系。没关系,我们走吧。
Yeah, so if you run late, you get there,、
mm-hmm.
you want to hear this.
没关系,我们走吧。
It doesn't matter. Let's go. All right. So in review, we've covered a few different ways to say I'm sorry.
不好意思
And?
对不起
Okay. Okay, we have two different ways to say it doesn't matter.
没事儿
And?
没关系
Okay, great. So we've got that covered. Let's go on to the grammar section.
It's grammar time.
The focus of today's grammar point is the particle
乐
In Chinese, this has a couple of different uses, but、mm-hmm. today we're only going to cover...The change of state.
That's right. Let's go over our first example from the dialogue. 我迟到了。
I'm late. And before he arrived, he was on his way.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he arrived,、
yeah.
there has been a change of state and he is officially late.
Right. 我迟到了。
Mm.
Let's hear some other examples. 他的手机坏了。
His phone is broken.
他的手机坏了。
His phone was working. It broke.Now it's broken.
Right. So it has changed. 我的东西丢了。
My things are lost.
我的东西丢了。
Yes, the things were in your possession.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they mysteriously walked away、
yeah.
and they're lost.
Right.
Change of state. Okay, our next example.
今天冷了。
Yeah, today is cold. So yesterday might not have been cold, but、mm-hmm. today it's definitely cold.
Right.
So the previous examples have been a change of state involving adjectives.
没错。
The next few examples are going to be involving verbs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. 我忘了。
I forgot. I once knew,、
mm-hmm.
but now I can't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, next one.
他买了。
She purchased it.
他买了。
Yes. She hadn't bought it before, but now she has. She's paid the money.And she has whatever she's bought in her possession.
Yeah, so, 她买了。
Okay.
我吃了。
I've eaten.
我吃了。
Yeah, so maybe this might be after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you saw a friend earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Now you see him again. Change of state. I've eaten.
Mm-hmm. And next one. 孩子睡了。
The child is asleep.
孩子睡了。
So maybe you're telling somebody to be quiet. The child、yeah. just went to bed.
Mm-hmm. 小声点儿。孩子睡了。
Yes, please be a little quiet. Please be a little quieter, the child's sleeping.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so we've done a change of state involving an adjective.
And a change of state involving a verb.
But what about a verb-object change of state combo, Echo?
Well, let's go over it right now.
Okay.
In the dialogue, we heard this sentence. 你带钥匙了吗?
Did you bring the keys?
你带钥匙了吗?
Yes.
So it's very simple. We just put 了 after the object.
Okay.
Such as, 我带钱了。
Yes, I brought money.
我带钱了。
And the verb object here is
带钱。带钱。So we put 了 after 带钱。
Okay. Now our next sample sentence.
北京下雪了。
It is now snowing in Beijing. Before it wasn't, but now the snow started to fall.
Right. 北京下雪了。
Okay.
And the verb object is 下雪。
Yes, falling snow.
Okay, next one. 他有女朋友了。
Yes, he has a girlfriend, which might be unbelievable. Maybe the guy might not be the most attractive person, but now he has a girlfriend where before he was single. So, in review, we've covered the particle for a change of state.
了. Yes, you can put this directly after the verb.
Or at the end of the sentence, if both a verb and object are included. So, Echo, let's go over one more sample sentence.
Okay. 我学汉语了.
Yes, I'm now studying Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Before I wasn't. Now I've picked up the books,
yeah.
And I'm studying as hard as I can.
And to study Chinese in the fastest and most fun way possible, come to Chinese Class 101.
That's right. And sign up by simply entering your email address.
Right. 好了.
Yep, we are done.
Okay,
so from Beijing, I'm Anthony.
我是 Echo.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
下次见。拜拜。
拜拜。
不好意思，我迟到了。
没事儿。
你带钥匙了吗？
哦，我忘了。